As divisiveness reigns in Washington after a record midterm election, it might seem like no one is taking the middle of the road anymore. But Democratic Arizona Congressman Tom O'Halloran says that is his goal. O'Halloran represents Arizona's District 1, and he was just named the chair of the Blue Dog Coalition in the House of Representatives. They're mostly rural Democrats who take a more fiscally conservative approach to governing, and he says that's to bring balance to the caucus. He's also a member of the New Democrat Coalition, made up of 68 House Democrats committed to pro-economic growth, fiscally responsible policies. O'Halloran is in his second term in the House, and before that, he served as a Republican in the Arizona State Legislature. He's also been a registered independent in the past. I caught up with him recently to talk more about his new role as chair of the Blue Dogs and what priorities he has going forward as Democrats take control of the House next year.
Well, last year I chaired a task force on rural America issues and Native American issues, and we're going to continue down that path with that. We're going to open up the process a little bit more to have more task forces on fiscal issues and on issues of health care and others that are facing the nation. I think we're going to look for more of an outreach process to make sure that we can address some of these issues in a larger base, like the New Dems. I'm a member of the New Dems also, a fairly moderate group of Democrats that look at things a little bit differently than some others, and we have a lot of areas where we agree on between the Blue Dogs and the New Dems, and so we want to make sure that we can use the power of that many people to create leverage within the caucus. And I think it's going to be much more of a directional process on how we can discuss the many issues that all Americans are facing, and that includes our entire core of the country, the rural aspect of America.
I want to talk more about that sort of moderate role, the Blue Dog Democrats, the New Dems, like you said. I mean, there are members of your party who are calling for the president's impeachment going forward, but you're someone who works with the president. 538 reports that you voted with the president a little more than half the time. How do you kind of balance those interests? What do you think the party needs to do to sort of come to the middle?
Well, I think when they talk about voting with the president, I vote on public policy. Mm-hmm. And if in those areas I feel that public policy is going to benefit the people of Arizona, the people of Congressional District 1, I'll vote for it no matter who is on the other side supporting it, if it's good public policy for the nation. I think that, you know, this is where we have to start to understand that we're all Americans, that we all have a place at the table. And while we have to make sure our values are what we project to the citizens of our country and the people that elect us, it doesn't mean that because an idea comes from one area or another area that we just disregard it. We have to, as a nation, and we have a very competitive world out there, a very dangerous world, and Americans have to find a way to accept the fact that compromise is not a bad word.
Yeah. Do you think that sort of I'll work with anybody no matter what party they come from attitude that you're talking about here, do you think that's almost out of the ordinary nowadays in this incredibly divisive political climate we're in?
I'm going to get it away from what we hear across the nation. Nothing against the media, but you guys can only focus on so much at one time because of the news cycles. I have found that there are plenty of people within the party itself, because there's different elements within the party or within the House of Representatives as a whole in the Senate that you can work with no matter what party they belong to, as long as you keep an open mind. And there's a lot of people that want to do that. How they succumb to power is the other issue. And if you're more concerned about, you know, your next election than you are on good, sound public policy, then you're going to be more attuned to making sure that you're going to get elected. And my job has always been to create sound public policy, and I think the vast majority of people here would like to be able to do that. The rules haven't helped, and that's why, as you know, I'm a member of the Problem Solvers Group, and we have been able to develop a framework of rules with leadership that will be recognized as opening up the process more for appropriate debate on issues, and not have and go back to regular order and go back to the processes that allow us to be much more free as representatives.
So I wonder also if you've thought about the direction of the Democratic Party in Arizona. So Sinema just won the Senate seat. She'll be a senator in January in Arizona, kind of running as a very middle-of-the-road Democrat. She's also a blue dog. You used to be a Republican, and you talk about the ways in which both sides can work together. Do you think that in Arizona, the future of the Democratic Party is sort of that moderate, middle-of-the-road line?
Well, if you take a look at myself or Sinema or Ann Kirkpatrick or Greg Stanton, or many of the other people that just got elected to statewide office, we have a tendency to want to listen to people. Arizona is a much more pragmatic state than a lot of other states. Mm-hmm. We're a state that recognizes leadership more so than a lot of other states do that are tied. I know I grew up in Chicago, so there was no debate about if you were going to run for office in Chicago, you'd be a Democrat. In Arizona, that's different. I mean, people look much more on what your record looks like and how you represent them versus just the strict political party. That doesn't mean that you don't respect the values of the party and that you don't approach it from the perspective of what you told the voters. Mm-hmm. But you also have to keep an open mind, and I think that's what Kirsten and Greg and Ann Kirkpatrick with her record have shown consistently, that we want to work with people.
Yeah. So you're from, as you've mentioned, a largely rural district. And I wonder what you're hearing from your constituents. I know health care was something at the top of the list in the campaign. Is that something that you think will be coming forward, some legislation in that area?
Well, I think you'll see some attempts at legislation in those areas. I hope that the attempts become real and that we find a way to address the critical concerns of health care in America. I mean, not only is it one-sixth of our economy, it deals with the life and death struggles of American families and their loved ones, and it addresses also the amount of Americans that have to go into bankruptcy because of health care.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is probably one of the, and I think the election bore that out around the country, health care, people are very concerned. This is not a good direction for America to be going in. And so it's going to be one of the critical issues that we're going to face. And in Arizona, the district, my district, and the rest of Arizona are critically dependent on Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there are elements out there that say, well, we need to cut Medicaid back a lot. Well, as we would cut, as a government, Medicaid back, everybody else's premiums, I guarantee, will go up. And so we all have to understand that dialogue that we have is going to have to be a dialogue keeping in mind the consequences of the decisions that we're going to make on health care. And so it's going to be, and it will continue to be, and has been, one of the core issues that the Congress has faced over the years, and we have to find resolution to that issue.
All right. Congressman Tom O'Halloran, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Have a great day.